Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Have you recently looked at your bank statement and found a surprise maintenance fee? One of our producers received a letter in the mail saying her free basic savings account would be hit with a $5 monthly fee if she didn't maintain an average daily balance. And remember last year when Bank of America tried to charge a $5 monthly debit card usage fee? At the time, a spokesman said, the economics of offering a debit card have changed. But the idea was so unpopular and the public outcry so vocal that the company backtracked. But that doesn't mean they've dropped all fees. More and more customers are getting hit with bank fees. They can set you back as much as $110 a year as banks try to recoup revenue lost as a result of the consumer protection legislation. So let's bring in Gail Marks Jarvis, personal finance columnist at the Chicago Tribune. And Gail, what's going on here? Are there any free banks left?
Oh, sure. So you can go to oftentimes a community bank and get free checking. You can often go to a credit union and get free checking. In particular, it's been the larger banks that have been experimenting with these fees, but you just have to pay attention. And then, of course, if you're willing to live within their rules, which is sometimes leaving a large minimum balance in your account, or sometimes it means making direct deposits, you can still get free checking. But you have to pay attention to what their particular rules are. And you can't assume that because one bank has it one way, another bank will have it that same way.
Seems like you've got to pay close attention because some banks put fees on getting a paper statement. Others charge you for using a teller, or maybe if you don't link your checking and savings. What other ways are banks finding opportunities to charge their customers more?
Well, you mentioned a real popular one, which is paper statements. So they want you to go and do all of your transactions online. And if you can find some banks that do everything online, they don't even have branches, that's where you can usually find everything free. Of course, yeah, you may not get great interest either, but that's a thing of the past anyway. So if you use a branch, for example, if you use a teller, some banks will charge you $9 just to use a teller. If you have to replace a card, some banks will charge you $5 for a replaced card, like a debit card. If you want them to rush, they might charge you $20 for the rush. What they're doing is they're looking for ways to capture fees that you might not notice.
Gail, Congress passed the consumer protection legislation. You know, Elizabeth Warren was behind getting it up and going. Now it's being led by someone else. But why aren't they protecting the consumers from fees like this? Aren't these fees what the consumer protection legislation is supposed to stop?
Actually, what the consumer protection legislation and also the Bureau is after is particularly tricky things. So they don't like bait and switch. So, for example, there are many, many ways. In fact, Pew has discovered that there are 49 different charges that you might get hit with if you have a checking account, 49 different fees that sneak up on you. What the consumer protection is about is for you to know what those are, to see those clearly so that you can make an informed decision. What they're against are what they call tricks and traps, like overdrafts. Let's say you had to write a check to cover your insurance. You didn't realize it was out there. All of a sudden it clears. And that same day, you've written like $4 for a coffee and a few dollars.
And that same day, you've used your debit card to buy a latte.
And the tricky things that institutions will do, maybe your insurance doesn't clear until late in the day, and you've actually made those other purchases I was talking about earlier in the day. They can reorder the entries so that that big thing that got you in trouble comes before, out of sequence.
Interesting. So they can charge you overdraft fees on several purchases instead of one big overdrawn check.
That's correct. If you remember, during the whole brouhaha about the what the debit card charges were going to be and whatnot, people got angry and they voted with their feet. So the number of people going to credit unions that were angry at that point in time with the charges doubled in 2011. Usually, we just go along with it. Only one in 14 people changes from an institution that they don't like each year. And so what the big banks are doing, and there have actually been comments about this made by CEOs in meetings with their investors where they've said, well, we're going to do it. We'll see if people just complain or whether they act upon it.
There are some recent studies that show more people are very unhappy with banks in general, but they're happy with their own bank. What's behind that divide? Is there still some connection that if your bank's nearby your work or your home and you know the teller, that you'll stick through them despite the fees?
That's true, because we establish relationships. And let's face it, one of the biggest things that keeps people with their bank is once you set up all the bill paying things that they've enticed us to go into to make our life easy, if you change from that bank, you have a huge headache setting up all your accounts again, all the things that we've set up to be automatic. You have to start going through that all over again. But you're right about some of your points, which is Americans are furious in general at financial institutions. They're furious at banks. They're furious at Wall Street, even though Wall Street takes on a heading that's very broad. So they're furious in a lot of ways with their financial advisors and their insurance salesmen and their credit union, even though a lot of people move to credit unions. I've seen some research. People are just angry across the board at financial institutions. And it really goes back to the fact that people feel like they were raped during the financial crisis.
Some strong words about banks there.
Yes, indeed. And it all comes through in the different polls that I've looked at. So, for example, Gallup does polls oftentimes when they ask about your confidence in institutions. And banks and Congress are near the bottom. With only about 20% of people having confidence in banks and only 11% having confidence in Congress. And that's all interwoven still with the financial crisis.
Gail Marks Jarvis is a personal finance columnist at the Chicago Tribune. Thank you so much, Gail.
Thank you.